真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
我亦都唔需要太多介绍呢个富士德博士，因为每一本书都有佢嘅简介，或者就让佢嚟到去同我哋分享佢自己同埋佢自己喺神面前嘅领受。我亦都好开心有宣道会康怡堂嘅堂主任郭继勇牧师嚟到系为傅博士嚟到去翻译。Welcome, Dr. Foster.
You see, we are saved by grace.
我们由恩典而得拯救。
And we also live by grace.
我们靠着恩典而活。
We pray by grace.
我们靠着恩典来祷告。
All that we do and all that we are is done by grace.
我们所做的一切，我们一切所有的，都是靠着恩典。
God's grace and God's love flowing into our lives.
神的恩典和祂爱流露在我们的内心当中。
Can mold and shape us.
以致塑造我们。
And I want to work with you a little on how that happens.
我今天要和大家一起来思想这件事是怎样发生的。
And in this session, I want to work on the means of grace.
在这里面，我想和大家一起思想到恩典的途径。
And after we've talked about that for a little, we'll take a break.
然后之后我会有一个小小的休息。
I won't guarantee what time.
我不会告诉你什么时候。
And then, when we come back, we'll work a little on some of the dangers of this life before God.
然后再回来的时候，我和大家一起思想在神面前这样的生命面对一些危机。
So that we can be warned and be able to walk faithfully.
以致我们得到提醒，可以忠心地继续走下去。
In Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 30, Paul says this.
罗马书第八章第三十节，保罗这样说。
Those whom God foreknew, them he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son.
第十九节，因为佢预先所知道嘅人，就预先定下效法佢儿子嘅模样。
You are predestined to be like Jesus.
神预定我哋要似基督。
To walk like Jesus.
去行走好似主耶稣一样。
To work like Jesus would work if he was here.
好像主耶稣昔日在世上面工作一样的来去工作。
That is what God is calling you to do.
这是神对你和我的呼召。
And it is terribly important that we learn how that works.
因此我们是很需要明白了解这一样是怎样发生的。
Heaven is not a goal, it's a destination.
天堂不是一个目标，是我们的终点。
The goal of the Christian life is transformation into the image of Jesus.
一个基督徒生命的目标就是被改变、转化成为主的模样。
There's a wonderful phrase in 2 Peter 3:18.
在彼得后书第三章第十八节有一个这样的词语。
Peter says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
彼得话：我哋要喺主耶稣基督嘅救恩同埋知识上边嚟到去成长。
Grow in grace.
在恩典里面来到长进。
You see, God intends for us to grow, to be changed, to become different by His grace.
神的心意是要靠着祂的恩典来到我们有长进、有成长和有改变。
And God uses means to do that.
神赐下一些恩典途径来给我们去经历到这件事。
And I want to discuss at least three of those kinds of means of grace.
咁神透过乜嘢嚟到祝福咧？我希望同大家思想起码三方面。
And the first one is this.
第一样系
t the classical disciplines of the spiritual life as a means for growth.
就是属灵的操练，一些传统属灵的操练。
In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul says this.
在提摩太前书第四章第七节，保罗咁样话。
Exercise yourself unto godliness.
保罗话要喺敬虔上边操练自己。
Yeah. Exercise yourself to godliness.
喺敬虔上边操练自己。
Now that word exercise in the Greek exercizo,
呢个希腊文里边呢个操练嘅字。
It has as its background the Greek gymnasium.
背景就好似喺一个希腊人嘅运动室健身院里边一样。
Where the Greek athlete would go through an entire training program to get ready for the games.
系希腊嘅运动员喺嗰度接受训练，喺整个程序之后成为一个出色嘅运动员。
They would train their body.
佢哋会训练佢哋嘅身体。
They would train their mind.
佢哋训练佢哋嘅意志。
They would train their spirit.
佢哋训练佢哋自己嘅灵性。
So that when they got into the games, they could perform.
以致佢哋去到比赛上面嘅时候，佢哋能够有好嘅表现。
And Paul is using that image with Timothy. He says, "Train yourself."
保罗将呢个图画嚟到去提醒提摩太，佢话你要操练自己。
Exercise yourself to godliness.
喺敬虔上边去操练自己。
And we must know the difference in our lives between training and trying.
我哋尝试起码要认识到一个分别。就是尝试和操练的分别。
Yeah. Many of the early Christians called themselves the athletes of God.
早期的教会里面很多的基督徒称呼他们自己为神的运动员。
In the Latin, athletia dei, the athletes of God.
拉丁文里面这样的意思就是说是属于神的运动员。
And God wants us to be his athletes.
神乐意我们成为他的运动员。
Training.
接受训练。
And one of the chief ways that we train is through the classical disciplines of the spiritual life.
其中一个最重要的途径就是透过传统上面属灵的操练。
Disciplines like meditation.
好似默想的操练。
Meditation is very simply the ability to hear God's voice and to obey His word.
默想很简单来说就是能够听到神声音的能力，而且会是信服神的声音。
It is as simple as that.
其实就是这么简单。
I'm sorry. I wish I could make it difficult.
我就係我好想整到佢好複雜咁樣，但係我好對唔住，我做唔到。
Especially for you who like things hard.
特別係你在座咁多位係中意聽到啲深奧艱深嘅言論嘅人。
Jesus Christ is alive.
耶穌基督係活嘅。
And He's here to teach us Himself.
佢今日喺呢一度係教咗我哋認識佢自己。
He has not contracted laryngitis.He can talk. If we learn to hear His voice,
只要我哋聆听佢嘅声音
and to obey His word,
而又顺服佢嘅话
you see, meditation, disciplines like prayer,
除咗默想之外，仲有譬如祷告呢一个属灵嘅操练
which is a life of constant communion with God.
祷告就系一个经常同神保持沟通嘅生命
and I'll talk about that some tonight.
我哋今晚亦都會接觸到呢個題目。
Let me give you this little quotation about prayer.
讓我同你分享我自己讀到一句關於禱告嘅説話。
An old writer, Jean-Pierre de Cussat,
係一個庫薩所寫嘅一句嘅説話。
He said this: the soul,
佢話靈
light as a feather,
light as a feather,
light as a feather,
好似羽毛一樣咁輕
fluid as water.
好似流質一樣咁流動性
，innocent as a child，
好似小孩一樣嘅咁咁純真。
Good, thank you for helping me. Respond to every movement of grace like a floating balloon，
以致對神嘅恩典好似一個氣球一樣咁樣嚟到無時無刻嘅回應。
That's a description of prayer。
呢個就係對禱告嘅描述。
Or disciplines like fasting.
或者我哋又讲到禁食呢一个属灵嘅操练。
Fasting is the voluntary denial of an otherwise normal function.
禁食系自己甘心乐意放低一啲生命里边好基本、好正常嘅活动。
For the sake of intense spiritual activity.
为咗系集中注意一啲属灵嘅活动。
There's not a thing wrong with these normal functions in life. It is simply that there are times when we set them aside in order to concentrate. And of course, the Bible talks about fasting from food. And what the Bible is teaching us is that we're to feast upon God. To gain our strength from God. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And that actually nourishes us. Do you remember when Jesus was by the woman at the, with the woman at the well? The disciples had gone into town to get some lunch. Little rice and curry. And when they came back, Jesus said, I don't need anything to eat. And they thought, is somebody giving lunch? And Jesus said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. Now that was not nice poetry. He meant that he was literally being sustained by doing the work of God. Now we learn to fast from more than food. For example, learning to fast from conversation. You know, some people just foam at the mouth constantly. And we need to put the stopper on all that kind of stuff. So that our words are few and full. We're fasting from frantic activity. Do you remember how much Jesus was alone? He was being strengthened by that experience. And we can too. Disciplines like study. Study is the process where the mind will take on an order conforming to whatever it concentrates upon.
Very good.
We place our minds in a particular direction and God changes us.
Do
you remember in Romans chapter 12, Paul said this? Do not be conformed to the world. And all of us say, right. We don't want to be conformed to the world.
And
Paul goes on to say, but be transformed. And we all say, right. We want to be transformed. But you see, Paul had a particular kind of transformation in mind. Be transformed how? You tell me. By the renewing of the mind. The renewing of the mind. That's why Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says this. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is just, whatever is righteous, what do? We place our minds upon those things. God will always change the mind as we learn to focus it on those things that are true and pure and good and just and of a good report. And And then there are outward disciplines like simplicity.
其他方面就有譬如在外表上面的操练，比如说一个简朴的生活。
Simplicity is an inward focus that results in an outward lifestyle.
简朴的来源就是我们生命里面内心的集中发表出来的时候，在外面一个简朴的表现。
The inward focus is upon God.
最重要是里面的焦点是集中在神的身上。
Kierkegaard said, purity of heart is to will one thing.
清洁的，有人这么说，清洁的心就是得一个的思念。
Focus.
集中。
When we do that,then our lives are unified.
当我们这样做的时候，我们的生命就有一个的方向。
As Jesus said, our eye is single.
好似主耶稣话，我们的眼目要睇一样嘢。
Then our whole body is full of life.
咁我们的整个身体就得到祝福。
And he's basically talking about living in trust with God.
佢基本上系讲紧我们同神同佢建立一个密切的生命。
When we do that, we can trust God for all things.
当我们可以信靠神的时候，我们其他嘢都可以信靠佢。
Or disciplines like service.
另外一个操练，譬如话系服侍。
Service is the experience of going through the many little deaths that will take us beyond ourselves.
服侍嘅基本系我哋去经历每一步一步一小步，系帮我哋去一路行嘅时候，我哋越离开我哋嘅自我。
And that is the one discipline that builds humility into us better than anything else.
而这个操练是最能够帮助我们建立谦卑的操练。
Because it gets us beyond ourselves.
因为它带我们脱离我们自我。
And into the lives of others.
进入到别人生命的当中。
It is a great grace.
这个是神给我们很大的恩典。
And a great discipline.
是一个很重要的属灵操练。
And there's disciplines like submission.
其他的操练还包括有信服。
Submission means to give up the terrible burden of always having to get my own way.
信服的意思就是要放低我们一个 很大的冲动，就是一定要得到我们自己的方式，我们自己的方法，我们自己想得到的东西。
Have you ever been in a church business meeting?
你有没有去过一个教会里面的会议，事务会议？
Everybody's trying to get their own way.
每个人都争着要他自己意思成为最后的决定。
In the discipline of submission, we can let go of that.
在信服的操练里面，我们乐意来去放下。
Many things in life are not very important.
生命里面其实有大部分的事都不是最重要的。
We can let go of it.
我们可以将它们放下。
Because we trust in God.
因为我们信靠神。
That's submission.
这个就是信服。
And then, there's the disciplines like solitude.
另外一个属灵的操练是独处。
Solitude is withdrawal in order to be present to God.
独处意思是把将我们的身抽离，以致我们可以专一的亲近神。
To be available to God.
我们在这里预备给神来去工作。
To create an open, empty space for God.
我为神的缘故创造一个更大的空间。
Now, what happens in solitude is that we break.The normal ways of relating to one another.
在独处的时候，我们就放弃我们平时同人交往一些的模式。
So that our security is not dependent upon the approval of other people.
以致我们心里面的信靠，我们的保障不是在乎我们身边的人。
Many of you here are Christian leaders.
我们在座很多都是基督徒领袖。
Your pastors or lay leaders in some form.
或者你是传道人，或者你是信徒领袖。
And you entered that because of a desire to serve and to help other people.
你进入到你侍奉的岗位，因为你有个心志，希望能够侍奉神，服侍其他人。
But that carries with it a great danger.
但系当你咁样做嘅时候，你亦都系同时间背负住一个危险。
The danger is that we're so dependent upon pleasing people.
呢个危险就话我哋好容易去睇人哋嘅反应。
That if they disapprove of us, we're wounded.
我哋在好睇人哋喜唔喜悦我哋所做嘅事，如果人唔中意嘅时候，我哋就觉得受伤害。
And we need to be taken off of other human beings.
我哋需要呢喺呢一类关系里边被抽离。
So that we learn to walk with God.
以致我哋单单与神嚟到同行。
And then we can be among people in a way that can be a blessing to them.
然后我哋先可以翻到人群嘅当中，成为佢哋嘅祝福。
And can be safe for them.
而成为佢哋嘅 嘅拯救
，and safe for us，
成为我哋嘅安，对佢哋嚟讲系安全，对我嚟讲亦都系安全。
And then there are corporate disciplines like confession。
我哋呢有啲系整体一齐做嘅属灵嘅操练，譬如彼此嘅认罪。
Confession is receiving the grace of forgiveness and healing in the heart and mind。
认罪就系接受从神而嚟嘅赦免、宽恕，以致我哋心灵里面得到释放。
The great cross of Christ to set us free。
基督嘅十字架让我哋得到自由。
The blood of Christ to heal the wounds of the past。
主嘅血去洗净我哋以往嘅创伤。
To forgive the sins of the past。
去赦免我哋过往嘅罪孽。
And we can receive that as we're with one another and as we learn from one another and other people help us to bring our confession to God.
当我们一起相聚的时候，对方也可以帮助我们来接受主的饶恕。
And worship, which is a discipline of the Spirit.
另外一样我们的属灵的操练就是敬拜，是灵里面的操练。
In which we experience something of the glory of God.
在当中我们稍微经验一下神自己的荣美
The Shekinah of God
神自己的荣耀
The beauty of God
神的美丽
The grace of God
神的恩典
And then there is guidance as a spiritual discipline
另外一个是属灵的指导
Guidance is knowing by experience the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night
属灵的指导就是每日去经历那个云柱和火柱的引领
When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they didn't happen to be just all going in the same direction.
当神的子民离开埃及的时候，他们不是说即咁啱咁巧，大家一齐行一个方向。
They were under the rule of God, the leadership of God, the guidance of God.
他们在神的带领和指引的底下前进。
And we can learn that too.
而我们同样可以学习。
And in celebration,
就另外一个就是庆典。
That's a spiritual discipline.
这个是一个属灵的操练。
Did you know that?
你知唔知啊？
That we can enjoy God.
我哋可以享受神自己。
Saint Augustine said, "The Christian should be an Alleluia from head to foot."
奥古斯丁曾经话咧，一个基督徒应该由头到脚趾尾都系哈利路亚。
And so we learn to live walking and leaping and praising God.
因此我哋会学咧，一路蹦，一路跳，一路走嘅时候都系能够赞美神。
As one old writer put it.We learn to walk cheerfully over the earth.
正如一个作者所讲，我哋学习一生一路行嘅时候，系带满咗愉快同埋恩怨。
And we help each other to celebrate.
而我哋帮助彼此帮助嚟到去庆典。
Now that is a description of some of the disciplines of the spiritual life.
以上就系啲属灵操练嘅描述。
And God has given us the ability to enter into those experiences so that we can be changed.
神已经俾我哋有能力，能够进入到呢啲操练嘅当中，以致透过呢啲操练，我哋生命得到改变。
Now let me explain to you what discipline is。
让我而家再简单解释一下咩叫做操练。
Discipline is the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done。
操练嘅意思就系我哋有能力去决定适当嘅时候做应该做嘅事。
I was watching on the television some of the soccer games that they are showing right now。
我就有机会睇下电视里边放映一啲足球嘅比赛。
And I can take a soccer ball and get it into the net。
我就冇射到球入网。
But I can't do it when it needs to be gotten in the net。
但我唔能够喺需要嘅时候将个波送入个网里边。
Because I'm not a disciplined soccer player。
因为我唔系一个有操练嘅足球员。
But that is discipline. It is the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done.
操练嘅意思就系你有能力喺适当嘅时间去做应该做嘅事。
It is freedom.
而且系带有自由。
It is liberation.
系自由，亦都系释放。
Now let me describe for you a spiritual discipline.
我而家想稍微描述一下一个属灵嘅操练。
A spiritual discipline is doing things that we can do.In order to receive the power to do what we cannot do, doing what we can to get power to do what we can.
我哋得到 ，Can you repeat that for me, please?
The ability to do what we can in order to have the power to do what we cannot. See, I can. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
I cannot love my enemy.
我唔可以爱我嘅仇敌。
That is not in me。
呢样唔系我嘅本。
I do not have the power to love my enemy.
我冇能力去爱我嘅敌人。
I might go out and try.
我会尝试。
But I will always fail.
但我会失败。
Until I take up activities of life that replaces me before other people.
直接我会学习到去一某类嘅活动。
I do disciplines of service.
譬如我会学习去服侍人。
A life of submission and caring.
一个关顾人同埋谦卑顺服人嘅一啲嘅经验。
And what that does is place me before God.
而呢样嘢将我带到神嘅面前。
And God begins to work grace within me.
而神将恩典倾倒喺我生命嘅当中。
New life within me.
以致我生命得到更新。
New love within me.
一个新嘅爱。
So that then when I see my enemy,
以致我再见我敌人嘅时候。
Out of the innermost being flows love.
在我的内在里面，爱可以流露到出来。
And I'm as surprised as anybody else.
在当中，我其实是最诧异的其中一个。
That is the work of God.
因为我看到这个就是神的工作。
I did what I was able to do.
我做我做到的事。
Disciplines of service and submission and caring.
譬如是那些服侍关顾的操练。
To receive the power to love my enemy.
以致得到能力去爱我的敌人。
You see, it is righteousness by indirection. Do you know that word? You're not directly receiving something, but indirectly.
是非直接的义。
And that's what the disciplines of spiritual life do for us.
这个就是属灵生命操练可以对我们的帮助。
We take this little power pack we call a body.
我哋将我哋自己生命里边仅有嘅力量。
And we use it to do things.
我哋用嚟去做一啲嘢。
And as we do them, God then works within us greater work.
当我哋集中去做嗰啲事嘅时候，神就俾我哋更大嘅能力摆我哋生命里。
Things like love and joy and peace.
譬如从佢而嚟嘅爱、平安同埋喜乐。
Gentleness, goodness, long suffering.
温柔、节制等等。
All the fruit of the Spirit.
全部是圣灵的工作。
It begins to work within us as we place ourselves before God.
当我们将自己摆在神面前的时候，神就可以在这样来到工作，在我们生命里面来到工作。
Paul called it a sowing to the Spirit.
保罗说这个是灵里面的撒种。
See, a farmer is helpless to grow grain.
其实农夫对于植物的成长是无能为力的。
All the farmer can do is provide the conditions that are right.
所有农夫可以做的就是将一个好的环境来到制造给那些的谷种。
Cultivate the land.
或者是耕地。
Put the seed in the ground.
将种子放在地里面。
But then the natural forces of the earth take over and up comes the grain.
然后其他就是靠大地自然的生命的能力让它们成长。
That's what the disciplines of the spiritual life are for us.
这个就是好像我们生命里面属灵的操练一样。
It is a sowing to the Spirit.
是一个灵里面的撒种。
Does that make sense to you?
大家明白。
Okay, yeah. Now I want to turn to a second major means of grace through which God changes the human personality.
现在我想去到第二类神改变我们生命属灵的一些的途径。
It is our interactions with the movements of the Holy Spirit.
就是我们同圣灵彼此之间的互动作用。
Romans 8:14 says this.
罗马书第八章第十四节咁话。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
因为凡被上帝的灵引导的，都是上帝的儿子。
Led by the Spirit of God.
是被神的灵所引导的。
Think of Peter.
想想彼得。
Jesus says to the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
耶稣同个门徒话：你哋话我系边个
？And Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得话：你系基督永生神嘅儿子。
Peter turns to the other disciples and says this.
彼得就跟住转向嗰啲其他嘅门徒就话
：Stand back, boys.
喂，细路行开啲。
I've really got it.
你睇我今次答得几好。
Chief Apostle.
我今次仲唔做大佬？
And then right in the next minute,
是最跟着那一分钟,
Jesus is having to tell Peter, get behind me, Satan.
耶稣却向彼得话：撒旦退我后边去吧。
You don't understand the life of the Spirit.
你一啲都唔明圣灵嘅工作。
You see what was happening to Peter?
你睇对彼得发生紧啲咩事
？He was experiencing the movements of the Spirit in his life.
佢经验紧圣灵喺佢生命里边嘅工作。
And learning to come into conformity to that.
佢喺度学习，再学习，嚟到去成为圣灵所佢想有嘅模式。
You remember how that at the upper room scene?
记唔记得喺楼房顶里边所发生嘅事？
Jesus said to Peter, I prayed for you.
耶稣对彼得话：我为你祈祷。
Because Satan has wanted to sift you like wheat.
因为咧，撒旦要筛你哋。
And I'm praying that your faith will not fail.
我会祈祷，让你嘅信心唔会失败。
You remember what Peter said?
你记唔记得彼得点讲
？I will die for you.
啊，主啊，我会为你死。
Was he lying?
佢系咪讲大话？你估
？Oh no.
佢唔会。
He really believed that he would die.
他真的信他愿意为主死。
But you see, he did not know his own heart.
但他不知道一件事，就是他不认识自己的心。
Jesus knew his heart.
耶稣认识他的心。
He was not ready.
他并未准备可以做得到。
And Jesus had prayed for him that he would not be utterly destroyed.
主耶稣为他祈祷，盼望他不会因为这样的缘故被完全的打败。
But Jesus had to say to him, before the cock crows, you'll deny me.
但主耶稣话俾佢听，鸡叫之前你会唔认我三次。
And that's exactly what happened.
呢个就系正如主耶稣所讲嘅，就系实现咗啦。
Remember how they went to the garden and Jesus said this?
你记唔记得佢哋去到黑西马利园嘅时候，耶稣咁话？
Watch and pray so that you will not enter temptation.
他说你要警醒祷告，免得你哋入了迷惑。
He said that to the three, Peter, James, and John.
他对彼得、雅各同埋约翰讲。
They did not watch.
他哋并冇警醒。
They did not pray.
他哋并冇祷告。
And they did enter into temptation.
结果他哋却失败。
And Peter did too, you see.
彼得亦都一样。
He denied Jesus.
他否认咗主耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that his heart was broken by that.
圣经话俾我听，佢嘅心极度嘅破碎。
You can imagine, can't you?
你可以幻想得到彼得嘅心境吗
？How would you feel?
你嘅感受会系点啊
？And then one of the beautiful passages in the whole Bible comes.
然后圣经里边最美丽其中一章嘅经文出现。
When the women go to the tomb.
当啲妇人去到坟墓嘅时候。
And Jesus is resurrected.
耶稣经已复活。
And Jesus says this to the women.
耶稣咁样同嗰啲妇人话
，Tell the disciples and Peter I'll meet them in Galilee.
佢话话俾啲门徒同埋彼得知，我喺加利利见佢哋。
Isn't that tender?
系咪好温柔啊
？He specifies Peter.
佢指名道姓话俾彼得听。
Because you see, Peter no longer thought he was a disciple.
因为我相信彼得嗰阵时候已经唔再信自己系使徒。
He was an apostate, a reprobate.
他觉得自己已经是个失败离群的一份子。
And if Jesus had just said, tell the disciples, I'll meet them in Galilee, Peter would have assumed he was not included.
如果主耶稣说你叫啲门徒在加利利会见他，可能彼得会觉得呢啲门徒我相信不包括我。
But Jesus said, tell the disciples, and especially tell Peter.
但耶稣说你话俾啲门徒听，特别话俾彼得听。
Very tender.
是很温柔。
And then Peter and the others are a little later out on a boat trying to fish.
咁有一次，彼得同其他嘅门徒尝试去打鱼
，and they don't get anything，
佢哋打唔到乜嘢。
And then John sees somebody on the shore having a fire。
咁啊，约翰见到岸上边有人起咗个火。
And John says, "It's the Lord."
约翰话系主啊。
And Peter, impulsive as ever，
彼得咧就不嬲都咁冲动嘅。
Ties up his robes and jumps in the water and swims to shore.
然后将件衫绑喺条腰度，即刻跳落水，冲去岸上边。
I think he wanted to talk to Jesus alone.
我想佢想单独有啲时候同主对话。
And then Jesus has breakfast for them.
然后主为佢哋预备咗早餐。
Isn't that nice?
系咪好好啊
？And then he takes Peter aside.
然后佢将彼得带到一边。
Do you remember the story?
记唔记得个故事啊
？And he says to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?"
佢然后对彼得话：彼得，你爱我吗
？Now you may know there are four Greek words for love.
你或者大概会知道喺希腊文里边有四个字系等于爱嘅意思。
We only have one in English.
我哋喺英文里边得一种星期七。
Just one.
Yeah, yeah. Just one.
There's, I give them to you from the Greek. There's storge. There is eros. There is phileo, and there's agape.
That's good to me.
Yeah. And in this passage, two of the words are used.
喺呢段经文里边，其中两个字系用嘅。
One is phileo, which is brotherly love.
其中系指到弟兄之间嘅爱。
The other is agape, which is God's divine love.
第二个系指到神圣嘅爱。
And Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me with God's love?"
主耶稣其实问紧彼得，你会唔会有一个神圣嘅爱，属于神嘅爱嚟到爱我
？Infinite love，
系一个无限嘅爱
，self-sacrificing love，
自我牺牲嘅爱。
But you see, by now Peter had been humbled。
但系到此，大家都相信彼得已经谦卑到一个地步。
See, earlier he would have said yes。
如果系以前嘅佢，佢一定会谂都唔谂就话我会。
Now Peter knows better。
而家佢已经有更深嘅认识。
He says, "Lord, you know that I love you as a friend."
佢话主啊，你知道我系用一个友情嘅爱嚟到爱你。
I have a very warm regard for you.
我对你系好温馨、好温暖嘅。
Do you see the humility of his heart?
你感唔感受到佢内心嗰份嘅谦卑
？He's learning to enter into the movements of the Spirit.
佢已经学习紧进入到圣灵工作嘅里边。
And Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep."
而主耶稣话佢话你喂养我个羊。
And a second time Jesus says, "Peter, do you love me with God's love?"
第二次主耶稣再问佢，佢彼得啊，你会唔会用一个属神圣嘅爱嚟到爱我
？Divine love, self-sacrificing love，
自我牺牲从神而嚟嘅爱爱我。
And Peter says, "Lord, you know that I love you as a friend."
彼得话主啊，你知道我系用一个友善友谊嘅爱去爱你。
I have a warm regard for you.
我好尊重你，我好喜欢你。
Jesus says, "Feed my lambs."
主耶稣话你喂养我嘅羊。
And then a third time, Jesus says to him, "Do you love me?"
然后第三次主问你爱我吗
？Do you know what Jesus is doing?
你知唔知主耶稣做紧乜嘢
？Three times Peter had denied Jesus.
三次彼得否认佢。
Now three times Jesus is bringing him to confess him as Lord.
如今三次主耶稣帮助佢去承认佢系佢嘅主。
He's healing his mind, his memories.
佢喺度医治紧彼得嘅心思。
Very tender.
好温柔咁样做。
But on the third time, Jesus changes words.
但系第三次主耶稣改变咗用另外一个字。
The first two times he said, "Do you love me with God's love?"
头嗰两次佢话你系咪用一个神圣嘅爱嚟到爱我
？This time Jesus says, "Peter, do you even love me as a friend?"
今次佢问彼得，你会唔会当系朋友一样嚟到爱我
？And the Bible tells us that Peter was grieved.
圣经话俾我哋听，彼得心里边好难过。
And he says to Jesus this.
然后佢同主咁样话
：Lord, you know everything.
佢话主啊，你系无所不知嘅。
That means instinctively I can't hide from you.
意思即系话我冇嘢可以喺你面前隐藏。
I can't pretend to be something that I'm not.
我唔可以喺你面前去扮演我唔系嘅人。
You know, I love you as a friend.
你知道我系爱你。
I have a warm regard for you.
我对你系好尊重。
And you know what Jesus did?
你知唔知耶稣做啲乜嘢啊
？In essence, he said, "That's enough."
佢其实话紧俾得听，咁样已经系足够。
I have work for you to do, Peter.
我对你有使命有差遣。
Feed my sheep.
你喂养我个羊。
Have you ever felt like Peter?
你有冇有時好似彼得咁嘅感受
？You feel like you have failed God。
你好似感覺到你時時係喺神面前失敗。
That you haven't been pleasing to God。
你喺神嘅眼中並唔係討佢喜悅嘅。
And you're very sorry for that。
你好多時經常為呢啲嘢覺得難過。
But you wonder if God could ever use you。
你有陣時甚至會疑惑神會唔會再用你
？Oh, can I say this？
我可唔可以咁講
？Jesus says to you, "Feed my sheep."
耶稣今日再次同你话喂养我个羊。
I have work for you to do。
我为你预备咗工作。
Not somebody else, you。
唔系为其他人，系为你。
But you say, "But my love isn't great enough."
但你会话我对神你嘅爱系好渺小，唔够伟大。
God says, "You have enough. You bring me what you have."
神话你将你有的带来已经是足够。
I have work for you to do.
我有使命交托给你。
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
We are interacting with the movements of the Spirit, God's Spirit.
我是跟神灵的工作在这彼此的在这对话在参与。
I was once speaking in a big Presbyterian church.
有一次我在一个长老会里面来去讲道。
Very beautiful building.
很漂亮的建筑物。
Kind of a Gothic structure.
是一些很古式 的建筑物。
And I was walking into the room with one of the pastors.
我是从其中一个牧师传道人行入一间房间里面。
And I was just looking at the beautiful building.
我在参观着这个这么美轮美奂的教堂。
I knew what I was going to be speaking on pretty much.
我其实已经知道大概我会分享什么东西。
But as I was walking down that center aisle, I heard something.
但我一路行在中间行入来的时候，我听到有啲声音。
It was just an impression, but the kind I've learned to identify with the voice of God.
其实有一个感受，但我已经有个操练，就我知道呢个系神向我说话嘅声音。
And it was just this to say, you know, that little story that you often like to tell.
就好似话你记唔记得你喜欢分享嘅嗰个故事啊
？I don't want you to tell it this time.
我唔想你今次讲。
I thought that was a strange comment.
我觉得呢个咁样嘅批评系好奇特嘅。
Because it's a good story.
因为实在一个好好嘅故事嚟噶。
And I just thought about it.
咁我即系谂一谂。
Then a little later, we had a service.
过咗冇几耐，我哋开始个聚会。
And I was preaching.
我喺度讲道。
And all of the time while I'm preaching, I'm thinking, am I going to tell that story or not?
我喺度讲道嘅时候咧，脑里边又谂我要唔要讲个故事咧。
I mean, I'm speaking away, but that's what I'm thinking inside.
我都系讲紧嘢，但我脑喺度猛度谂紧。
And when the time came, oh.I just had to do it. I told the story.
咁啊，去到嗰一刻嘅时候，觉得冇办法啦，我真系要讲个故事。
And immediately I felt rebuked.
突然之间，我心里边感受到有指责。
I knew that what I'd done was wrong.
我知道我所做嘅系唔啱。
But remember, all of the time I keep speaking.
但系你知道我呢件事发生嘅时候，其实我一路都讲紧嘢噶。
And then the Lord said this.
然后突然之间主咁话。
You must tell them what you've done, or I am going to take the blessing off of you.
你一定要将你嘅经历同我哋分享，如果唔系，我哋会将祝福挪开。
Now what am I going to do?
咁我而家点算
？I'll look like a fool.
我如果讲出去，好似一个傻瓜咁样。
They won't understand.
佢都唔会明白我啊。
They'll think I'm crazy.
佢会觉得我疏疏地嘅。
That's probably true, but you know.
好多时都可能啱啊，不过。
And all of the time I'm speaking.
如果嗰时候咧，我喺度挣扎嘅时候，其实我仲喺度讲紧道。
But I'm thinking these things, you know, inside.
但系我里边喺度不停咁样谂。
So finally, I just stopped.
最后我真系停咗。
And I said to them, I'm very sorry, but I said something a little earlier that God told me not to say.
咁我就话俾听，我对唔住，我早啲时分享咗啲嘢，系我知道神唔想我讲。
And that God was going to take the blessing off my life if I didn't tell you.
如果我唔同你哋承认嘅时候，神就会将祝福挪开。
And then I prayed a prayer of confession.
然后我就在当众面前祈祷一个忏悔的祷文。
And then went on with the service.
然后我继续参与崇拜。
I don't have the slightest idea what they thought about that.
我就中咗之后，我都唔知佢哋点谂我嘅。
And I don't care.
我亦都唔在乎。
Because you see, we learn to be willing and obedient.
因为我哋学习做一个甘心顺服神嘅人。
Willing and obedient.
去甘心嘅顺服。
That's in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
以赛亚书第十八节。
If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
然后，假使你愿意顺服嘅时候
，That's what God says to you.
呢个系神对我哋嘅说话。
And our interaction with the Spirit of God does something inside of us.
当我哋配搭同圣灵工作一齐配搭嘅时候，神就喺我哋生命里边嚟到去工作。
It crucifies the flesh.
神就可以帮助我哋将我哋嘅肉身嚟到钉死
，because we learn to be dependent，
因为我哋学习去投靠神。
We are not in charge，
唔系我哋再次做主。
You see， we let go of this desperate need to always be in charge。
我哋尝试去放低我哋心里边好渴望做主嘅呢一种嘅冲动。
As one person put it， I hereby resign as CEO of the universe。
正如有人寫嗰封信，佢話：我而家咧就決定咧辭職，我再唔做呢個宇宙嘅主管。
Yeah. And that's what we learn as we're interacting with the movements of the Spirit.
而当我们参与圣灵工作的时候，这个就是我们学紧的。
And so there are the disciplines of the spiritual life.
所以我们看到我们有属灵的操练。
There is our interaction with the work of God.
而我们参与在圣灵的工作当中。
But now I want to describe a third way that God uses to change us.
而第三方面，我想同大家分享神改变我们生命的途径。
A way that God uses to bring us into conformity to to Jesus.
去帮助我们更有主的模式。
And it is the patient endurance which God works into us because of the trials that we go through.
就是神给我们所经历的考验，带领我们内心里边的忍耐。
Let me read for you James chapter 1, verse 2.
让我们去看到雅各书第一章的第二节。
Maybe you just, why don't you read just verses 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, 雅各书第一章第二、三、第四节。雅各书第一章第二节，我的弟兄们，你们乐在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
There is a patient endurance that God works in us because of the various trials we face.
在我们经历考验的时候，神就帮助我们生命里边去成长，去产生这个忍耐。
Let me describe for you a principle through which God works.
让我同大家分享一个神工作的原则。
God gives to each of us wonderful, glorious promises.
神给我们每一个人都有很荣美的应许。
And everything that God gives, He gives in promise form.
每一样神所赐给我们的，都是用一个应许的形式赐给我们。
And it is God's intention that those promises result in completion.
而神的心意都是这些应许有一天能够在我们生命中来到实现。
That they become provision.
成为神给我们的供应。
But between the promise and the provision, God put something.
但在这个应许和实践经验的中间，神有时摆些嘢。
And it is a problem.
有时是一些问题。
Why would God do that?
为什么神要这样?
See, we want to do an end run around that and go straight from promise to provision.
我们心里面其实很想由应许直接到实践，实现，哇，这样就好了。
But God knows that there is something better than just getting what we want.
但神知道有些东西比我们得到应许是更加重要的。
It is the transformation of our character.
就是我们生命，我们性格的改变。
It is the changing of our lives.
就是我们生命的更新。
Think of Joseph in the Old Testament.
想想旧约里面的约瑟。
He had dreams of sun, moon, and stars bowing down to him.
他梦见那些太阳、月亮和星星都向他来鞠躬。
Sheaves bowing down to him.
所有的禾秆来向他来敬拜。
And Joseph says, "How can a guy be humble with dreams like that?"
约瑟话：，哇，一个人发嗰啲咁嘅梦，你叫佢谦卑，真系好难嘅事啊。
And God says, "I'll show you."
神话：我教你。
And by the time his brothers were bowing down to him,
但直到佢啲弟兄真系向佢下拜嘅时候，
you can believe that Joseph had been through the problem, can't you?
我哋已经知道约瑟已经经过晒呢啲一切嘅困难同埋考验。
But God had trained him in righteousness through what he went.
神喺佢经历嘅当中训练佢，以至佢喺义里边嚟到成长。
Or think of Moses.
或者话谂下摩西。
You remember the promise to Moses?
记唔记得俾摩西嘅应许啊？
You are going to be the deliverer.
你会系嗰个拯救者。
And Moses thought, great.
摩西话，
and he tried.
咁咧，我就好努力去试。
Kill the Egyptian.
我打死两个埃及人。
And it didn't work.
结果唔得啦。
And God had to put him out into the desert for 40 years.
神要将摩西摆喺旷野里边40年之久。
So that he could learn to do the work of God in the power of the Spirit.
以致他能够学习去做神的工作，而且按照圣灵的能力来做。
So he could be the deliverer in God's way.
以致可以按神的心意成为拯救者。
Or think of the children of Israel.
或者我们思想一下神的子民。
You remember God's promise to them?
记不记得神给他们的应许啊？
He was going to give them a land flowing with milk and honey.
神说我会将流奶与蜜之地赐给你们。
Do you know how long it takes to walk on foot from Egypt to Israel?
你知唔知由埃及行去以色列，如果要行路，要行几耐？
About 3 weeks.
3个礼拜就得噶啦。
You know how long it took the children of Israel?
你知唔知以色列民行咗几耐啊？
40 years.
40 年.
And God had to keep saying to them,
神要继续跟我们说,
take another lap around the mountain.
走多个圈点吧, 麻烦。
Or think of David.
或者我们思想下大卫。
He is anointed king.
他是神所高立的君王。
A great king.
一个伟大的王。
And then what happens?
原来发生什么事?
He's running for his life.
他竟然要逃命。
He's hiding in caves.
匿埋在山洞里面。
Now this is not some beautiful palace.
这个不是一些很美轮美奂的一些宫殿。
The beds in those caves were hard.
那些山洞里面的床是很硬的。
He went through the problem before he received his provision.
他经历这些困难和考验，然后得到神给他的应许。
Or think of Psalm 23.
或者我们想想诗篇的23篇。
You remember green pastures?
有没有想想象到那些青草地？
Still waters?
溪水旁。
Isn't that a beautiful scene?
是不是很美丽的图画？
Sheep lying down beside the green pastures?
看到啲羊群喺度躺卧。
The only time a sheep will lie down is when it's full.
羊唯一嘅时间躺卧就系因为食到好饱。
And then at the end of the psalm, remember what it says?
然后诗篇后边点讲？
A table in the presence of our enemies.
在敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
The head anointed with oil.
用油膏我的头。
Cup flowing over.
使我福杯满溢。
But what comes in the middle of that?
在这两段描述中间是什么？
Right in the middle of green pastures and a banquet table.
在青草地和大宴会中间有什么？
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Promise, problem, provision.
是应许、考验，然后到实现。
Or think of Jesus.
或者我想想主耶稣。
He's baptized in the Jordan.
在约旦河被施洗。
And as he comes out of the baptismal waters,
当他在水里面出来的时候，
the word of God comes and says,
神的话从天而降。
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
啊，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
What a beautiful thing!
好美丽的图画。
And then what happens?
然后跟住点啊
？Jesus goes out into the desert.
主耶稣去到旷野嘅地方。
The devil didn't put him into the desert.
唔系，魔鬼带佢去嘅。
The Spirit sent him into the desert.
系神嘅灵带佢去到旷野嘅地方。
And Jesus did in 40 days what it took the children of Israel 40 years to do.
耶稣用了40年的时间去经验神的子民40年所接受的考验。
Or think of Mary.
或者我想想玛利亚。
Remember the promise to her?
记不记得神给她的应许?
Blessed are you among women.
啊，在女人的当中你是蒙福的。
Mother of Messiah.
你是尼赛亚的母亲。
What a beautiful promise.
一个很美丽的应许。
But before she entered into that provision, she went through the problem.
但系当佢经验呢个应许嘅实践嘅之前，佢要接受一个考验。
The angel said to her, "This shall pierce your own soul also."
天使话俾佢听，呢样嘢会刺透你嘅心。
And Mary's response gives us one of the most beautiful acts of submission in all of the Bible.
玛利亚嘅回应系全本圣经里边最美丽其中一段描述人对神嘅信服。
Mary says, "I'm a servant of the Lord."
玛利亚话：我系主嘅仆人。
Let it be to me according to your word.
就让你嘅旨意成就喺我嘅生命里边。
Do you see how what God was producing within her?
你睇唔睇到神喺佢当中制造紧啲乜嘢嘢
？So that she, when she stood at the foot of the cross,
当以致佢企喺十字架脚下嘅时候
，watched her own son die.
睇住佢自己嘅儿子死亡。
There was an endurance within her that was like steel.
心里边已经有嗰份嘅忍耐。
That's what God does for you and me.
呢个就系神喺你同我生命里边嘅工作。
Or think of the Apostle Paul.
或者我哋思想一下保罗。
Apostle to the Gentiles.
系外邦人嘅使徒。
Remember how he was knocked off his donkey?
你记唔记得佢喺个佢嘅坐骑嘅驴里边跌咗落嚟
？He was blinded.
佢咩都睇唔到。
And then for 3 days he's fasting and praying.
然后三日三夜嘅禁食祈祷。
And Ananias comes to him.
亚拿尼亚来到佢嗰度。
And lays hands on him.
然后将手放喺头上边。
And he receives his sight.
然后佢再一次睇到。
And the promise is given. You're to be apostle to the Gentiles.
原来神将应许俾佢，话佢听，你系外邦人嘅使徒。
And right in the middle of the promise comes the problem.
而喺佢应许嘅当中，已经带有一个嘅困难。
Because we have these words, these words says, "I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake."
神话我要佢去睇到我，佢为我名缘故要经历嘅考验。
Promise, problem, provision.
神嘅应许，然后困难先到出现。
So for the transformation of the human personality.
因此喺我哋生命里边、性格里边嘅改变同埋更新。
There are at least three things that God does for us.
起码有三样嘢神系会透过佢哋祝福我哋。
To change our lives, three means to change our.
三个途径去改变我哋嘅生命。
The disciplines of the spiritual life which we undertake.
一个属灵嘅操练。
Our interaction with the movements of the Holy Spirit.
我哋参与圣灵喺我哋生命里边嘅工作。
And the patient endurance that comes because of the trials we face.
然后从患难考验而生嘅忍耐。
Now let me close this session by referring to a verse in the Bible.
在我们结束之前，我愿意和大家分享一节的圣经。
It's John chapter 1 verse 36.
是约翰福音第一章第36节。
John the Baptist is standing with two of his disciples.
施洗约翰和那两个门徒有一次站在那里。
And Jesus walks by.
然后耶稣走过。
And John the Baptist says this to his disciples.
然后约翰和那两个门徒这么说。
Behold the Lamb of God.
他说看啊，这是神的羔羊。
Do you know what he's doing?
你知道他讲什么？
He is telling them to leave him and go with Jesus.
他是告诉他的门徒，他说你不要跟我，要跟他了。
We don't see that very much today, do we?
我们今天是很罕见类似的情况。
But that's what John did.
但是施洗约翰是这样做。
And the disciples left John and went and started to follow after Jesus.
而那两个门徒那天就离开了施洗约翰去跟从耶稣。
And Jesus saw them coming.
耶稣睇见佢哋行埋嚟。
And he turned to them and he asked them this question.
然后佢对佢哋就问咗呢一个嘅问题。
What are you seeking?
耶稣话：你们要什么
？That's the question, isn't it?
呢个就系问题啦，系咪
？That's the question for you.
呢个就要俾你哋嘅问题。
That's the question for me.
呢个都系我自己要回答嘅问题。
What are you seeking?
你哋要什么
？Isn't what we're seeking a life taken over by love.
我们所要的是不是我们愿意我们的生命被爱来到占据。
A faith that can see everything in the light of God's overriding governance for good.
是盼望有一个信心和信念去看到一切都有神自己的主权在背后。
Hope that can carry us through the most difficult of circumstances.
是盼望以致能够帮助我们面对和经历每一个困难和考验。
And the ability to overcome evil and do what is right.
同埋有能力去战胜嗰啲邪恶嘅，去做喺神眼中看为美事。
Isn't that what we're seeking？
呢个系咪你同我所寻求嘅
？That's what I'm seeking。
呢个系我所追寻嘅。
And I believe it's what you're seeking。
我都相信呢个亦都系你所乐意追寻。
And I'm sure it's what those disciples were seeking。
我亦都深信系昔日门徒所追寻。
But they couldn't bring themselves to say what they were seeking。
但系其实佢哋经历唔到。
And so they said this to Jesus。
因此佢哋同主耶稣话。
Where do you live?
啊，你住喺边度？
Jesus did not rebuke them for the superficiality of their answer.
耶稣并冇因为佢哋所嘅肤浅嘅问题而指责佢哋。
He just answered both questions.
佢答复晒佢哋两个问题。
First the superficial question.
佢先答复佢哋一个肤浅嘅问题。
And then the deeper question that was in their hearts.
然后佢再答佢哋心目中深层所有嘅问题。
He said to them,
佢同佢哋话。佢话你哋来看
，Come and see，
你们来看。
That's exactly what he says to us。
呢个亦都系佢同我哋今日所讲嘅说话。
Come and see，
你们来看。
We take up an overall way of living that places us before God。
我哋追寻紧一种嘅生活，系帮助我哋更活喺主嘅面前。
We take up his yoke。
我哋将佢握扶上。
That is in poetry。
呢啲唔系诗词。
He meant something specific about.
当主耶稣用握嘅时候，佢好明显指出啲嘢。
He meant an overall way of living, the disciplines of the spiritual life.
佢提到一种生活嘅方式，一个属灵嘅操练。
And we interact with the movements of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
当我哋同圣灵喺我哋生命工作里边嚟到参与嘅时候
And the trials that come our way, we learn from them patient endurance.
所以我们带着一个忍耐去学习神在困难当中要我们所学的经验。
And when we do that, we discover a new life.
当我们这样做的时候，我们发现新生命开始成长。
And a new power.
我们生命也都带来新的能力。
Now, I'm not sure whether Reverend Yu already said this, but I'm going to share a little bit on dangers or pitfalls in the exercise of spiritual disciplines right now.
现在我们会跟大家分享一下属灵操练有一些我们要预防的危机。
I will try to be fairly brief.
我会尽量来精简。
Then we're going to have a response. I believe Peter is responding.
You know,
And that way you can straighten out anything that I say that's wrong. And then we want to have an opportunity to visit back and forth a little bit.
You know, I hope there is some time that you can share.
So if there is a question that is surfacing in your mind, you might want to jot it down on a scrap of paper.
刚才我分享的时间，你有啲问题浮现嘅时候咧，你可以将佢写低喺纸仔嗰度。
And then we'll share as best we can today. We'll have tomorrow and tonight. Other times we can.
时间许可时下咧，时间许可说话，我哋可以今日有啲嘅回应。如果唔得，我哋听日可以继续。
Patient of Christ, Thomas the Kempis said this.
在Thomas Kempis的書裡面,模仿基督裡面他這樣說,
The life of a good person must be mighty in virtues.
一個好人,他的生命一定是有大有能力,而且是道德高尚的。
So that person should be inwardly what he appears to be outwardly to others.
以致他外面的表現和他裡面的實質是一致的。
Isn't that a good sentence?
你說這個是不是一個好的描述呢?
You see, most of our talk is aimed at convincing people that we are what we aren't.
你看，其实大部分我们讲的说话都是想令人产生个错觉，去用一个不同的角度去睇我哋，其实表里系唔一样。
Making people think we're smarter than we are.
等人以为咧，我哋比我哋想象中更，比我哋实际上更加嘅聪明。
Making people think we're wiser than we are.
令人感觉我哋比我哋实际上更加有智慧。
Making people think that we're more holy than we are.
令人感觉我哋系比我哋实际当中更加嘅圣洁。
That's why silence is such an important discipline of the spiritual life.
而我相信因为咁嘅缘故，沉默或者安静静默喺属灵操练里边有个咁重要嘅位置。
Because it puts the stopper on all of those attempts to look good.
因为佢停止我哋，唔让我哋尝试去表现一个唔系真嘅我。
What we want is that inwardly shows forth outwardly.
我哋最盼望就系我哋里边系点样样嘅时候，我哋喺外边嘅表达亦都系一致嘅。
We are mighty in virtues from the inside out.
我哋盼望我哋带有能力，而且我哋嘅高尚嘅道德系发自我哋嘅内心。
And of course, I tried in the earlier session to describe something of how that happens.
而我哋点可以去到咁嘅阶段咧？其实我早一堂嘅时候都略为分享过。
What I want to do in this session is just warn us of some dangers.
而呢一节里边，我想大家彼此嚟到作一啲嘅提醒。
I want to discuss pitfalls in the spiritual life.
我想同大家一齐思想喺呢个属灵生命里边，我哋面对一啲嘅危机。
Advanced warning will help us so that we will not fall into some of these pitfalls.
盼望呢啲成为我哋嘅提醒、警告，以致我哋免致我哋可以喺呢啲事上边跌倒。
And the first pitfall is the temptation to turn the discipline into legalism.
第一个危机就系将我哋属灵嘅操练变做一个律法主义
，into law，
变成律法。
The disciplined person is not the rigid person.
一个有操练嘅人，并非一个系框框样都系限制嘅人。
Rigidity is the first sign that discipline has gone to seed.
当我哋发现自己已经系变咗律法主义。 嘅時候咧，其實我哋已經知道我哋嘅操練出咗問題。
The disciplined person is the person who can do what needs to be done when it needs to be done.
一個有操練嘅人就係喺適當嘅時間去做佢應該做嘅事，咁就叫做一個有操練嘅人。
And that has a lot of freedom to it.
而當中係帶有好多嘅自由。
That kind of person can pray when praying is what is needed.
呢一種嘅人喺需要祈禱嘅時候，佢可以禱告。
And that kind of person can play when playing is what is needed.
当需要玩耍的时候，他可以玩耍。
That kind of person can fast when that's what we need to do.
当需要禁食的时候，他会禁食。
And that kind of person can feast when feasting is needed.
当需要去参加宴会的时候，他一样可以去食。
It is not a sign of discipline if you are fasting when God wants you to feast.
当神叫你去大吃一顿的时候，而你选择你都去禁食，这个并不是一个好的操练的表现。
So we learn to be light as a feather.
因此我们学习呢，好像鸿毛一样咁轻。
Fluid as water.
好像水一样咁流，咁有流性。
Innocent as a child.
好像细蚊仔一样咁样嘅清纯。
Responding to every movement of grace like a floating balloon.
对神恩典作出每一个嘅回应，好似气球喺空间里边随意飘落一样。
Have you ever heard of the story of Hans the Tailor?
你有冇听过呢个 Hans Taylor 嘅故事
？He was a very famous tailor in the city.
佢系一个城市里边好出名嘅裁缝。
And so when an enterprising entrepreneur came to the city, he decided to have a tailor-made suit by Hans.
所以当有人来到投资的时候呢，他就决定找这个裁缝去开一间大的洋服店。
So he went in and got measured.
他进去的时候呢，就度身。
And fitted for this suit.
然后就开始度身做西装。
And the next week he went in to put on his tailor-made suit.
Okay, 所以这个有钱佬去做这套西装，下个礼拜他就去试身了。
But one arm twisted around this way.
但一手呢，佢发觉咧系拗断咗。
And the other arm twisted up this way.
另外一手咧就发觉要咁样先得。
One shoulder bulged up.
一边嘅膊头咧凸起咗。
The other shoulder caved in.
另外膊头咧就凹咗落去。
But he didn't want to cause a scene.
但咧佢就唔想即系搞到好大件事咁。
And so he paid his money.
所以佢就俾咗钱。
And got on the bus to go back to the hotel.
就上咗车咧就翻翻去酒店。
Wearing his suit.
着埋嗰件咁样嘅西装。
After a little while, a man came and tapped him on the shoulder.
过咗冇几耐咧，有个人嚟拍佢膊头。
He asked him, "Did Hans the Tailor make that suit?"
佢问佢系咪阿康帮你做噶呢套西装。
The man said, "Well, yes, he did."
佢系阿康。
The other man said, "Amazing."
嗰人话：哇，真系难以形容，即系好惊讶。
I knew that Hans was a great tailor.
佢话：我知道 Hans 咧系一个好好嘅裁缝。
But I had no idea that he could make a suit to fit so perfectly somebody as deformed as you.
但我想象都想唔到咧，佢甚至连一个咁好似你咁畸形嘅人咧，佢做西装做得咁贴服嘅。
Now you see, that's the way we do it so much in the Christian life.
呢一时我哋基督徒嘅生命里边都系咁样。
We have some experience of the presence of God.
我哋有少少神同在嘅经验。
Or we enter into some activity that has been a blessing to ourselves.
我哋进入咗啲活动里边，我哋发现对我哋带嚟祝福。
And we say to everybody, "Come quick!"
然后我哋就周围话俾人听，你哋快嚟啊！
You have to do this experience.
你都好似我咁样啊！
And we take people and we push and we shove.
然后咧，我就又拉又扯
，until they're all wrenched and contorted.
直到佢哋每一个咧都变成畸形一样。
And wonderfully they fit.
然后我哋话嗱，你睇下几啱身。
We read in the Bible that the disciples were in the upper room for 10 days, and then the Holy Spirit fell.
咁我哋发现喺圣经里边咧，啲门徒喺顶楼嗰度咧，十日圣灵就降临啦。
And we say, "Quick, everybody in the church."
咁然后我话快啲翻嚟教会。
Lock the doors.
关埋道门。
We're going to pray for 10 days.
我哋要十日嘅祈祷大会。
Now after about a half an hour of that,
咪过咗半个钟头。
It is such a disaster of an experience that we never want to pray again.
我哋发现呢个后果就系我哋决定以后都唔会再开祈祷会。
Do you know how I know that?
你知我点知噶
？Yeah, you tried that too.
你都试过？唔系话你都试过。
We must never turn the disciplines of the spiritual life into law.
我哋永远唔可以将属灵嘅操练变做法律或者律法。
There is nothing that will kill the disciplines like wooden legalism.
冇嘢会摧毁属灵嘅操练比律法主义更加厉害。
Sometimes students that I teach are so serious.
有时我教嘅学生咧，佢哋好认真。
So earnest.
佢哋真系好诚恳。
They want to come into God.
佢真係好想去到神嘅面前。
And they screw down the willpower.
佢咧就揸緊佢哋嘅意志力。
I call it the white knuckle club.
我叫佢做白色嘅關節會啊，即係個個都係咁嘅咧，就係嗰啲會員啊。
They're trying so hard.
佢哋好努力，好努力。
And I just have to say to them, relax.
我 我都要告訴他們，放鬆一下，
Just enjoy God，
享受一下神的同在。
You see， Never turn what's always to be meant free and open into a wooden legalism。
永遠不要將一些神預定裡面是一些自由知識的東西變成很僵硬的律法主義。
Now, one of the best ways that we do that is to show forth the spirit of joy and freedom that's in us.
最好的方法就是我们将我们生命里面的喜乐和自由自然的流露。
We model for people this life of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
以致在其他人的眼中，我们成为一个榜样，我们生命里面满有喜乐、自由和公义。
I was leading a retreat just a few weeks ago.
几个星期之前，我带领一个退休会。
And on Saturday morning, several of the people at the retreat got up very early.
星期六朝早有幾位參與退休會嘅人咧，一早就起身。
They wanted to show how spiritual they were.
佢哋咧就好想即係説服自己我幾屬靈。
And there was a big hill, and they were going to climb up to the hill to pray at a big cross at the top of the hill.
咁佢哋要擒上一個山嘅山頂咧，上到山頂嘅十字架嗰度嚟到祈禱。
And as they were climbing up, they were saying, "I wonder if Richard's already up at the top of the hill."
咁佢喺度擒嘅時候咧，內心裏邊不禁自問：啊，唔知阿 Richard Foster 係咪已經上山頂祈緊禱咧？
Do you know where I was?
你知我喺邊度？
I was in bed sleeping.
我喺床度仲瞓緊覺。
We give people freedom.
我哋將自由同我哋嘅弟兄姊妹分享。
Jesus was a man of intense spiritual discipline.
耶穌基督係一位好專注、好認真屬靈操練嘅人。
But his life always set people free.
但佢嘅生命，你睇到成日都將自由帶俾佢旁邊嘅人。
And that was true of Peter and Paul and many, many others.
同樣，彼得、保羅，其他人都一樣。
In fact, I think one of the best ways to get a picture of this is to read the stories of some of the great Christians.
其實我相信，如果你要得到好清楚嘅圖畫，就最好就係睇下呢啲出名基督徒嘅生命。
I think of a book called The Little Flowers of St. Francis.
我諗起一本書叫做《聖方濟各嘅小花》。
And you read those stories of this little man from a species inebriated with the love of God.
你睇到呢一個咁樣嘅人物，就將神嘅愛嚟到去帶俾旁邊嘅人。
And the stories are full of so much joy and so much fun.
呢啲故事裏面充滿咗喜樂同埋愉快。
He was called God's troubadour. Troubadour, what's a good word for troubadour? he was
the 神嘅崔多多。Lots of fun.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He could tell good jokes.
You have to go through what?
I've always wanted to get a picture of Jesus on a hill with the disciples.
好多時我都想幻想主喺山頂上面同門徒一齊嗰幅嘅圖畫。
And Jesus has just told the very best joke ever.
而耶穌啱啱講完一個最好笑嘅笑話。
And the disciples are rolling down the hill laughing.
啲門徒咧笑到碌地碌到落山。
So if you want to paint a picture like that, I'll buy it.
如果你懂得畫出一個咁嘅圖畫咧，我第一個願意買啊。
We must never turn the disciplines into law.
我哋一定唔可以將屬靈嘅操練變成律法主義。
They are meant to set us free, not put us in bondage.
因為屬靈嘅操練本身嘅意義係將自由帶俾我哋，而唔係將我哋嚟到去框住。
A second pitfall is the failure to understand the social implications of the disciplines.
第二個危機就係我哋有時會誤會咗，我哋屬靈操練應該有一啲對社會性、對其他人嘅影響。
These are not a set of pious exercises for the devout.
呢啲唔係屬於一類我哋敬虔主義，我哋抽離然後自己追求敬虔。
They are a trumpet call to a freely gathered martyr people who will know in this life the life and powers of the kingdom of God.
其實佢哋係一個響號嚟到呼喚其他有心嘅人一齊嚟到經歷神子嘅能力同埋恩典。
We are called to wage peace in a world that is obsessed with war.
在这个充满战争的世界里面，我们是被呼召将平安和和平带给我们旁边的人。
We are called to plead for justice in a world that's plagued with inequity.
在这个充满污秽罪恶不公平的社会里面，我们将神的公义同我们来彰显。
We are called to stand with the poor and the disinherited in a world that has forgotten its neighbor.
在这个忘记了他的邻舍的社会里面，我们去记挂、去关心那些贫穷的和有需要的。
We engage in the Lamb's war against sin and all of its manifestations.
我哋同带领我哋嘅羔羊一齐去面对罪恶，为义嚟到争战。
And like any war, it's waged on all fronts at once.
正如所有嘅战争一样，我哋每一个前线都系同样嘅积极。
Personal
系个人性嘅。
Social
亦都系社会性。
Institutional
亦都系我哋机构性嘅。
Structural
亦都有佢嘅结构性。
We've gotten this foolish division of things that are secular and things that are sacred.
有時我哋將嘢分為呢啲係聖潔嘅，嗰啲屬世嘅一個咁愚蠢嘅分割。
We need the sacred conjunction and.
我哋需要一個好重要嘅連結詞，就係和與一起。
We keep a life of piety connected with a life of justice.
以致我哋敬虔嘅生命同我哋公義嘅生活係兩個掛鈎。
Let me read these words to you of an old writer, an old Christian called James Naylor.
容許我將戴德生嘅説話同大家嚟到分享。
He said this: Christ puts spiritual weapons into our hearts and hands.
神已經將屬靈嘅武器擺喺我哋嘅心裏邊同我哋嘅手裏邊。
To make war with our enemies, conquering and to conquer.
以致同我哋嘅敵人要爭戰嘅時候，得勝再得勝。
Not as the prince of this world with whips and prisons.
不是好像现在我们地上的领袖一样，是用他的皮鞭
tortures and torments on the bodies of people
去压迫和摧毁贫穷人或者痛苦人的生命
to kill and to destroy men's lives
去残害和残杀人的生命
No, Christ gives us the word of truth
基督给我们的是真理的话
We return love for hatred
人家以恨对我们，我们以爱来回报
We wrestle with God against evil.
我哋同主一齐去争战，面对罪恶。
With prayers,
透过祷告。
And tears, night and day.
透过眼泪，日以继夜。
With fasting and mourning and lamentation.
透过我哋嘅禁食，透过我哋嘅悲哀。
In patience.
透过我哋嘅忍耐。
In faithfulness.
透过我哋嘅忠心。
In truth.
透過按真理
in divine love,
按住神俾我哋嘅愛
in long suffering,
以一個忍耐嘅心
in all the fruit of the spirit,
同埋各種聖靈嘅果子
so that if by any means we may overcome evil with good,
以致我哋唔理通過咩途徑，我哋盼望能夠以善勝惡
Isn't that a wonderful statement?
係咪一個好好嘅説話
That was written 300 years ago,
係300年前所寫嘅。
By a man who was killed by people, by his enemies, he was killed.
有一個被敵人所殺害嘅人所寫嘅。
The third pitfall is to view the disciplines as having virtue in themselves.
第三個危機就係我哋當作呢啲屬靈嘅操練本身係有佢本身有價值。
In and of themselves, the disciplines have absolutely no virtue whatever.
呢啲所有嘅屬靈嘅操練，按照佢本身係唔會帶俾我哋生命有改變。
They will not give you any special badge with God.
唔能夠讓你做嘅時候咧，神面前有唔同嘅獎章、唔同嘅光彩。
They do absolutely nothing.
佢對你一啲幫助都冇。
Except place us before God.
除咗佢將你帶到神嘅面前。
And that's their job.
呢个就系佢哋嘅作用。
That's all.
就系咁。
Nothing more.
冇其他嘢啦。
They will not make you righteous.
佢哋唔能够帮你成为一个公义嘅人。
See, that was what the Pharisees did not understand.
呢个就系法利赛人误解嘅地方啦。
They thought if I fast.
佢话如果我禁食。
If I pray.
如果我祷告。
If I give.
如果我俾。
That will make me look good in the eyes of God.
咁咧就喺神眼中咧，我会系好好嘅好人。
And you remember what Jesus said about that?
你記唔記得耶穌點講？
He said they have their reward.
佢話佢哋已經得到佢哋嘅獎賞。
You know what that reward is?
你知唔知個獎賞係乜嘢？
People will see you do those kinds of things.
人睇到你做嗰啲嘢啦。
And they will look at you and say, Wow.
然後佢見到你就話， Wow.
And that's your reward.
呢個就係你嘅獎賞。
If that's what you want, that's what you'll get.
如果你係想要從人而嚟嘅讚賞，咁你就會得到從人而嚟嘅讚賞。
But you see, Jesus said there is another kind of righteousness that is the internal righteousness of the Spirit.
但耶稣讲另外一种嘅义系内心心灵里边嘅义。
He said your righteousness has to go beyond the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
佢话你嘅义一定要超越咗法利赛人嗰种嘅义。
The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees consisted in externals.
因为法利赛人所关注嘅义系纯系外表嘅。
And we must learn to go beyond that.
而我哋需要学习超越个快餐嘅意义。
To an internal life with God.
直到我哋内心系被神所管治嘅生命。
The spiritual disciplines, pure and simple, place us before God.
属灵嘅操练系好简单，佢哋催逼我哋嚟到神嘅面前。
The very fact that you're in this room this morning.
今朝早你能够喺呢个房间。
Is a way of placing yourself before God.
亦都系将你自己带到神嘅面前。
And you see, God honors that.
你知唔知神系好欣赏？
God loves it.
神好欢喜见到你咁样做。
It doesn't make you righteous.
咁样唔能够令你成为一个更加义嘅人。
You can hear 100 speakers, that won't make you righteous.
你可以听100个人讲道，都唔可以令你更加正义。
What makes you righteous is the work of God in the heart.
更加令你成为一个义人嘅系神喺你生命里边嘅工作。
Righteousness is a gift，
义系从神而嚟嘅恩典。
But there is something for us to do。
但其实有啲嘢，有啲责任系我哋要承担。
We place ourselves in the presence of God。
我哋将自己放喺神嘅面前。
And then we wait and receive from God。
然后我哋又等待去接受神所赐过俾我哋。
And so never think of disciplines as having any inherent righteousness。
因此唔好以为属灵嘅操练本身会带嚟乜嘢义。
Now, a fourth pitfall, and it's very much like the third one, is this.
第四个危机系同第三个有啲类似嘅。
It is to center on the disciplines rather than on Christ.
就系佢哋会将我哋将个注意力咧摆喺个操练嗰度，而唔系摆喺基督嘅身上。
That's why that passage from Colossians 3:4 was so important.
点解哥罗西书第四章嘅经文咁重要
？Christ is our life.
基督系我哋嘅生命。
Now, my boy is playing the game of soccer.
Do you call it soccer?
Soccer, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they take a lot of soccer. You play?
And once in a while, especially when they were younger, I would get out and play with them.
特別即係當我啲對手係首歌嘅時候，我就即係會同佢哋踢啊。
They always beat me.
佢哋通常都贏。
There are rules for the game of soccer.
踢足球係有規矩嘅。
But the rules are not the game.
但係嗰啲規矩唔等於個遊戲。
I mean, if I said to you, I've been reading a book on the rules for the game of soccer all day long.
但如果话俾你听咧，我今日读咗成日咧，嗰本书就系关于足球、踢足球嘅规律、规则嘅。
And it's been the most wonderful experience of my life.
然后我话俾你听咧，今日咧系我一生里面最有意义、最特别嘅经历。
You would think I was crazy, wouldn't you?
你会觉得我系痴痴地线嘅。
And you'd be right.
你都会好啱啊！你谂得啱。
Because the rules are not the game.
因为嗰啲规条唔等于嗰个游戏。
The point of the rules.Are to get us into the game.
嗰個規條嘅本質咧，個原意就係等我哋可以去進入到個遊戲嘅當中。
And the point of the disciplines are to bring us into a life with Christ.
屬靈嘅操練嘅原意就係將我哋帶進同基督密切嘅生命裏邊。
And the disciplines are means of grace, not the grace.
呢個操練本身係神恩典嘅媒介嘅途徑，而唔係神恩典本身。
The grace is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
嗰個恩典本身就係神喺你嘅心裏邊成為我哋嘅盼望。
Christ, our life.
基督係我哋嘅生命。
The love relationship with God.
我係同神愛嘅關係。
Walking with Christ does not come by gritting our teeth, but by falling in love.
與基督同行唔係要咬緊牙關努力去做嘅，而係要放鬆我哋自己，讓我哋墮入同主嘅愛河當中。
So always remember that the disciplines are a means of grace to lead us to the grace itself.
所以時時要記住，我哋屬靈嘅操練係神賜恩典嘅媒介，以致引進我哋進入到恩典嘅當中。
A fifth pitfall,
第五個危機
is the tendency to isolate and elevate one discipline above all the others.
就係一個危機，就係我哋將其中一個屬靈嘅操練提升到個地步，去超越其他一切嘅操練。
When I first wrote Celebration of Discipline,
当我最初写《属灵操练礼赞》呢本书嘅时候
，we did not know what the subtitle would be.
我哋都唔知道嗰、那个即系题目应该要点样写。
We had proposed any number of titles.
我哋就话即系几多分题都冇所谓啦吓。
But when I got the cover of the book,
但我睇到个封面嘅时候
，it said Paths to Spiritual Growth.
可能咧写咗属灵成长嘅途径。
Paths is that every discipline was a separate path.
好似俾我嘅印象就话每一个属灵嘅操练都系一个唔同嘅路。
And I wrote back to the publisher and said, "Oh no, you've missed the whole point."
咁我就写信翻去俾个出版社，我就话：，你搞错啦。
It's a single path.
系一条路啊。
It's like the fruit of the spirit.
好似圣灵所结嘅果子一样。
Not fruits, but fruit.
唔系种树嘅，系单树嘅。
It's describing one reality. And the disciplines are describing a single reality with God. I mean, I've seen people who've gotten all excited about simplicity, for example. And they do all kinds of crazy things. And they try to get everybody else to do all kinds of things. Oh, they're miserable to be around. Or fasting. Somebody has some experience of fasting. And they will focus on that to the neglect of everything else. Or prayer. We think that if we learn how to pray, we've got everything. We do not have everything. These work in conjunction with one another. I mean, if you had a gymnast who only worked on the floor exercise, they never did the parallel bars. Or the vaulting horse or whatever. Well, they wouldn't be a very balanced gymnast. See? And we must learn that all of the disciplines function together. Any single discipline by itself is limited. We learn to have a balanced program of training before God. The disciplines comprise an organic whole. A sixth pitfall is this. To think that any particular description of the disciplines exhausts the means of grace, of God's grace. Some of you have seen my book, Celebration of Discipline. And that has four inward disciplines. Four outward disciplines. Four corporate disciplines. That makes 12. Sounds like a perfect number, doesn't it? But you see, that's just one way of looking at it. There are many other ways of looking at it. Christ is always greater than any attempt to describe his workings with his people. Jesus can never be confined to any system, no matter how worthy. Maybe you've heard the story of the man in the Italian village who had no talent. Except that he could stand on his head. He could stand on his head. And one day the priest of the village went into the church. And he saw this man standing on his head in front of a statue of the Virgin Mary. Now I wouldn't recommend that. But it might do in a pinch. You see, we're learning to find ways to place ourselves before God. We're learning to be available to God. And we must see that there are many ways of doing that. See, we might read Ignatius of Antioch's book, Spiritual Exercises. Or we might read Jeremy Taylor's book, The Rule and Exercise of Holy Living. And we say, aha! That's it!
揾到啦。
I got it.
我揾到啦。
But we don't have it.
但其實我哋冇啊。
See, we're giving perceptions on how to live with God.
我哋只不過睇到一個角度嗰個圖畫，去睇點樣同神嚟到相處。
And not regulations for controlling life.
唔係得到一啲指引嚟到控制我哋嘅生活。
And so we always keep this vibrant and living.
因此我们同神的属灵的操练是要活的，是要活有活力的。
Never calcify it, never put it in cement.
我们尽量不要将它分门别类，原来是这样，就给框框它。
There's a little chorus, the first line of it goes this way.
有一首诗歌，它第一句这样说。
In a new and living way,
是一个新的活的方法。
Jesus comes to us today.
主耶稣今天来到我们的当中。
And you see, the way that Jesus comes to us today may be different than the way he came yesterday.
你主今日嚟临我嘅当中，系可能同琴日佢嚟嘅方法系唔同嘅。
And the way he will come tomorrow may be different than today.
就听日佢再嚟探我哋嘅时候咧，个方式亦都可能唔一样。
And we must always stay light as a feather.
我哋时时都要提醒自己，要好似毛一样咁轻。
Fluid as water.
好似流水一样咁有流性。
Innocent as a child.
好似一个婴孩一样咁样嘅单纯。
Responding to every movement of grace like a floating balloon.
好似一个浮动嘅气球一样，去回应圣灵喺我哋生命里边嘅工作。
I give you the seventh pitfall.
我哋再睇第七个嘅危机。
It's the most dangerous.
系最危险嘅。
It is the temptation to study the disciplines without experiencing them.
就是我们的有个危机，就是去研读这些属灵的操练，但是却不去应用。
To discuss the disciplines.
去讨论关于操练。
To argue about the disciplines.
甚至是跟人去拗叫。
To debate the disciplines.
跟人去争议。
You see, we can do those kinds of things in safety.
你看我们要讨论关于属灵操练的时候，其实有一份安全感。
But if we step out into experience, that threatens us at the very core of our being.
因为如果要我们去踏出一步，在实践的当中的经验和体验的时候，对我来说是有威胁性的。
But that's the only way we learn about them.
但这个就是唯一我们学习熟练操练的途径和方法。
We must immerse ourselves in it and see what we learn.
我们将自己浸在熟练的操练里面，看我们学习到什么东西。
We approach it like a scientist might approach things.
我哋要学习咧，好似科学家去接触嘅新事物一样。
We need lots of lab experiments.
我哋需要好多喺实验室里边嘅实验。
And when I teach these things at the university, I give students lab experiments.
当我喺大学里边教授呢啲课程嘅时候咧，我会同时间俾佢哋有实验去尝试。
One time I was teaching on prayer.
有一次我教祈祷。
And I told the class that we want to learn how to pray for the city where we were living.
咁我哋就话，我哋要学为我哋城市嚟祷告。
And so I would give them lots of lab experiments.
咁我哋俾好多实验佢。
To go and ride the bus anonymously and pray to the backs of the heads of people.
咁我叫佢静鸡鸡嚟坐巴士，然后为好多嗰啲佢睇到嘅背脊嚟到祈祷。
To go around school grounds and pray for the children.
去到学校里边为佢见到嗰啲小朋友嚟到祈祷。
To go to places where there was a lot of crime and learn how to walk through those areas praying for people.
去到城市里边最恶嘅角落里边去为嗰啲人嚟到祷告。
Inwardly, not outwardly.
里边祈祷唔系出边祈祷。
And we did that for 3 years.
我哋做咗三年。
And I remember on that third year, I felt that God told us that we should.See if we couldn't reduce the crime rate in the city by 10%.
第三年嘅时候，我自己感觉神喺度俾我个感受就话，我哋可唔可以咁样做嘅时候咧，而将城市嘅犯罪率降低10%。
And this wasn't just piety.
呢个唔系单单敬虔。
Because I told him, for some of you, it will change your job, your vocation.
因为我话俾佢听咧，其实都有危险嘅。你咁祈祷嘅时候咧，可能会改变你嘅职业，改变你嘅一生。
And that was true for several in the group.
而对我哋在座，对我哋嗰班同学里边咧，有几个真系有啲咁嘅事发生啊。
One in time became mayor of the city.
有一个竟然成为城市嘅市长。
And at Christmas time of that third year,
喺第三年嘅大概圣诞节嘅时间
，they'd had a new study of crime in the city.
佢哋就有一个对城市里边嘅犯罪率嚟作出一个新嘅研究。
At a time when the crime rate should be up,
而当一个正系犯罪率应该上升嘅时间
，it was down.
犯罪率竟然係降低
，it was down by 33%，
下降咗33%。
And on the television, they were interviewing the chief of police.
咁喺電視裏邊咧，佢哋就訪問警察處嘅警務處長。
And asking him how he would account for this.
問佢點解有啲咩因素令到城市嘅犯罪率下降。
And he didn't have an answer.
佢並冇一個合理嘅答案。
He just mumbled, "I didn't do that, 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 that."
佢咦我我。
I didn't hear this translation.
I did very well. 係啦，佢咦我我咗，但係。
And I went back to the class.
然後我翻返去我個班裏邊。
And I said, "Are you responsible for this?"
佢話：誒、哎，呢件事同你哋有冇關係？
Now, I cannot prove to you that that little group of people praying for the city would reduce the crime rate by 33%.
嗱，我唔可以證明俾大家話，當一班人咁樣祈禱嘅時候咧，城市嘅犯罪率就會下降33%。
I can't prove that to you.
我唔可以證明俾你睇。
You can't prove to me it didn't.
Sorry.
Can't prove it didn't. You can't prove it didn't.
你可以證明唔係啊，反面嘅證明。
You see, and I think that a group of people who really know something about prayer can do a lot more than we can imagine.
你睇下一班人，如果真係肯咁樣祈禱嘅時候，我哋可以做到嘢比我哋想象中更加大。
P.T. Forsyth said, "Prayer is to religion what original research is to science."
Sorry, mister.
Prayer is to religion what original research is to science.
科西曾經講過，喺宗教裏邊嘅禱告就等於科學裏邊嘅研究一樣。
And we need many, many people who will be doing original research in the life of the Spirit.
我哋需要人，更多嘅人喺聖靈嘅管治底下去更做更多嘅實驗。
And we'll share what we're learning.
而當我哋經驗體驗嘅時候，我哋可以彼此嚟分享。
Not just our successes.
唔單止係我哋嘅成功
，but our failures as well.
包括咗我哋嘅失敗。
That's how we learn.
呢個係我哋學習嘅途徑。
Let me close by reading to you the words of Cervantes.
最後我要用一段嘅説話嚟結束係 Cervantes 所寫嘅。
It is from his famous book, Don Quixote de la Mancha.
係嚟自佢頭先所講嘅書《東京嘅蘭卡》。
Very good. Here's what he says in that book.
喺本書裏邊咁話。
It is one thing to praise discipline.
如果要稱讚屬靈嘅操練係一件事
，it is another thing to submit to it。
而信服喺屬靈嘅操練底下又係另外一件事。
May God give us the grace and the strength to submit to it and learn from it。
求神俾我哋有恩典、有智慧嚟到信服喺佢嘅權柄底下，喺當中嚟到學習。
So that we might learn this wonderful life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit。
以致我哋生命能喺聖靈嘅當中滿有公義、喜樂同埋盼望。
God bless you and thank you for letting me share with you.
愿神祝福你哋每一位。
Now Peter is going to speak to us, and then we're going to visit back and forth a little.
何牧师就会同我哋有回应。
阿何牧师回应之前咧，我都俾大家有几分钟嘅时间，你可以系再默想一下你所听过嘅信息，亦都系可以咧系，如果你如果有问题啊，或者你有回应，你有问题咧，你都可以系寫得落嚟啊，咁然後咧就交嚟填邊啊，咁然後咧我哋就請阿洪牧師回應。咁喺洪牧師回應嘅時候咧，就阿 Dr. Foster 可以睇睇你哋嘅問題啊，然後咧將適當嘅嚟到同大家回應。
其實我發覺我自己係一個好慢熱嘅人，因為當跟叔俾電話我叫我去回應嘅時候咧，我第一個反應即係做阿妹，即係通常中國人問問題咧，好少人問問題啊。咁即係揾人出嚟講下嘢先，咁講完嘢就啲人開始舉手問問題，咁我就一口答應我話去，好啊，做下回應啦咁，即係半鐘冇打開。咁啊過咗兩日，咁啊開始恐懼，因為我慢熱比較嚇。咁恐懼第一個恐懼就係、是，即係通常講呢啲嘅熟練操練呢啲講員咧，即係多數都係比較上係好正經啊，即係比較上係啲都唔笑啊，即係好直企喺度啊咁樣。咁我發覺自己唔係咁嘅人，即係你見到今日咁嘅裝束，即係我好殘體咁啊，咁著衫啫，即係咁啊打下呔啊咁啊，咁啊著件 T 恤，咁第二個恐懼就係忽然間有人問我，咁第二個恐懼就忽然間有人問我一個問題，佢跟叔點解會揾你做回應㗎咁？咁我真係未諗過，跟住點解我就回應啫？我從來未諗過，因為其實我發覺自己並唔係一個好熟練嘅人。咁啊，佢點解跟住會揾你咧？咁我答唔出，我答唔出，我唔知點解佢揾我咁。咁但係當我自己一嚟到呢度嘅時候咧，即係我諗上帝俾我一個好 如释重负的一个心情。刚才你发觉就是Dr. Foster 讲到的时候，你发觉他不知道笑了多少次，哈哈的嘛，就是他笑了很多次，就是给我自己一个感受，就是说原来这个讲员是可以很体谅到我自己，当时是吧，即係佢都原來都咁好笑嘅，成日講古仔咁樣，咁啊俾我自己一個好深嘅一個嘅一個可以話一個即係 relax 咗我自己。咁啊，其實當我自己聽嘅時候咧，其實我有幾方面即係自己一個好深感受。其實第一就係有一節經文咧，即係佢一路講，其實一路都喺我自己嘅心裏邊出現。其實係詩篇裏邊第一篇一篇好熟嘅一個詩篇就話：佢為起我耶和華嘅律法，晝夜思想，這人變為有福。佢他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所作的，尽都顺利。咁我其实我唔知点解，即系当 Dr. Foster 喺度讲嘅时候，呢一节经文一直喺我自己心里边，咁一直喺度祈祷谂，点解呢一节圣经会喺我自己心里边出现？就因为我发觉当佢讲嘅时候咧，佢提到一点就话，其实祈祷系可以随时祈祷，喺适当时间去做适当嘅嘢。正如呢度所话，即系系一个昼夜嘅思想，而我嘅法冇分冇，即系冇分时间，冇分咩时刻你要做一啲嘅嘢。而另一次经文俾我自己作为一个牧者，我自己一个嘅反省就系睇翻《使徒行传》里边，当早期教会使徒要去选执事嘅时候，佢所提到一点就话，希望使徒能够以祈祷同埋传道为佢自己嘅嗰个最终嘅侍奉。其实我作为一个牧者。認識我的人，即係當初都有啲我哋教會嘅堂位喺度。即係認識我的人咧，我知道都知道我唔係好中意做牧師。即係所以點解頭先阿 Joe Cox 都話，即係佢唔知我，唔知點叫我啊？叫慣我 Peter 啊，即係我哋好熟咁啊，叫我 Peter。咁其實我即係對我嚟講，一直以嚟做一個牧師咧，係一個好大掙扎，因為我成日覺得做牧師咧要做好多嘢咧，你唔中意做嘅都要做啊。即係我諗做牧師係㗎，即係有時你唔係好中意去啲場合，你都要去啊。譬如喺嗰時心情你唔係好好嘅時候，忽然之間有個安息禮拜又要去，咁啊其實仲慘啊。咁啊有時你好傷心嘅時候要去婚禮講啲嘅好開心嘅説話啊。即係好多時我發覺做一個牧者俾我自己一個好深嘅一個嘅掙扎就話，好多嘢你想做咧，反而做唔到；你唔想做嗰啲，反而你做到。咁啊，直至到咧即係有一日，即係教會話一定要按你噶，你唔按唔得啦。咁啊，即係牧師唔得啦。咁即係夠鐘啦，即係時間到適當時間，咁啊要按啦。咁當時冇辦法啦，即係成日諗上帝嘅呼召係一生噶。即係雖然曾經想做過，即係曾經諗過唔想做牧師，唔想做傳道，想做翻另一個職業。咁我啲執事知啊，我冇講出嚟嘅事啦。啊，啲秘密嚟嘅，係執事同我嘅秘密嚇。咁但係上帝都好似冇容許我去走第二條路，仍然要我去做翻一個牧者。於是我就接受咗即係教會對我自己嘅一個按摩。咁但係我覺得今日 Dr. Foster 俾我一個好深嘅另一個感受就係話，即係可以做一個好釋放嘅人，好釋放嘅人。即係我覺得呢個釋放係俾我自己即係過去一段嘅掙扎當中，能夠學習點樣喺主裏邊得著一個真正嘅釋放。咁呢個係我第二個一個感受。其實第三個感受咧，俾我自己，其實係我琴日講到嘅，就係喺一間教會講到。咁琴日朝早起身，大家知道打工啊，三號風球。咁啊，我六點起身，一打開心機，我就好希望八號風球。因為講教會八點鐘講到，八點鐘咁快，咁我咁早啊，自己搞到十點半到八點鐘啊。咁諗住一打開希望，希望八號風球我可以唔使去。點知三號咁啊，咁冇辦法，咁都要去。咁啊，咁人真系好衰嘅，即系我成日谂自己真系好衰，点解会咁谂嘢啊？即系全人神嘅说话，点解唔好咩？系咪先？即系点解咁谂八号风球咧？咁琴日，咁啊，咁当去到嗰时咧，即系讲完第一堂，咁啊问下，即系嗰时九点零钟，咁啊佢仲有第二堂从八十一点，哎呀嗰时谂，唔知会唔会改挂十号风球咧？即系八号风球咧咁啊？咁即系心成日都觉得，哎呀，即系最好唔使讲啊，可以翻屋企瞓觉咁啊。咁啊。咁我谂呢个就系我其实作为一个牧者嘅第三个自己一个嘅一个感受就系话，即系有时星期日对我嚟讲咧系一种惨啊，因为好多时系人哋放假，你好似翻紧工咁样，即系个感受。咁有时都会有啲挣扎就话喺琴日嗰个感受就好深，就见到 即係啊，如果打下風球，我哋喺屋企同我女可以玩下，咁我傾下偈啊，又可以先行咗，又可以唔使着得咁市正去到一個大會，咁啊，即係好似好即係好點講啊，好整齊咁傾人哋面前咧。咁但係我諗 Dr. Foster 即係同樣俾我自己一個對於熟練操練嘅一個好新嘅一個感受。咁我同佢講到嘅時候，我自己反思咗一點，其實做一個傳道人。即係我講翻 Dr. Foster 另一本書，即係 Money, Power and Sex 嗰時候，即係我諗做一個傳道人，自己都會好容易犯咗一個嘅對於權嘅嗰種嘅掙扎，即係嗰種權喺教會嗰邊究竟會有應該聽我話咧，定係我聽你話咧？有時都會有一個好大嘅掙扎。咁有時令到自己有一個感受就話，特別過去成功過，今日諗翻自己過去成功嗰時候咧，自己有時都會有一種嘅。不其然的一种骄傲，咁我先发觉原来真正嘅危险对于骄傲咧，系因为你自己骄傲，自己都唔知道，自己唔知道自己骄傲。咁但系我觉得今日 Dr. Foster 俾我自己一个好舒服嘅感觉，就系话佢嘅表，佢外表吓，即系有须，即系我以前觉得有须啲人都恶啲嘅，即系比较恶啲咁样。但系发觉即系佢又好，即系好舒服，即系同佢喺埋一齐。咁啊，今日我系迟到，只系迟咗少少咁啊，咁啊，其实讲。即係講真話，今日我以為係聽日回應嘅，我唔知道今日回應。即係因為我收到封信係聽日回應，所以今日咁但係我覺得即係好舒服啊！即係同你一齊，雖然即係冇機會同你單獨傾下偈啊，你知通常回應下都係同佢傾下偈先啊，即係等佢講嘢啊，等等自己有啲預備。咁我都冇預備，係等佢自己一直講，讓盡自己靈，俾我自己喺生命裏邊去感受翻。咁所以我自己覺得作為牧者，對於今日所聽嘅，其實唔係冇掙扎，個掙扎就係話。怎樣去平衡翻今日 Dr. Foster 所講嘅嘢？我哋好容易一方面係知識嘅充滿，有時我哋行為裏邊未必做得出，但有時我哋過分去做好多嘢，可能我哋嘅知識層面卻唔夠我哋自己應該行嘅。我成日講一個故仔喺我哋教會都聽過，即係一個寓言故事嚟嘅。呢個寓言故事就係話有個天使有一次咧就喺街邊就執咗只老虎仔。咁呢個老虎仔咧，就於是佢見到咁可憐咧，就帶佢翻天使屋企嚟到養大呢只老虎。咁當只老虎而漸漸長大嘅時候，有一日呢只老虎就同天使講嘢。佢話：天使啊，我唔係老虎啊。天使話：係啊，你老虎嘅嚇。佢話：天使啊，佢老虎應該食人喎。啊，天使話：應該嚟啊，不過你喺天使屋企住應該好啲啩，係咪啊？即係生命好啲係咪啊？即係我天使嚟噶嘛。咁啊，呢個老虎就話：不如咁啦，即係咩嘅雕啊？佢同埋天使講：佢你俾我食一個人啦，嚇、啊，跟住食啲人，佢食呢個人咧，我話過以後就唔食人啦，跟住食一次，即係俾我食嘢，即係做下老虎嚇，俾、啊、我做下老虎做食一次人。咁呢個天使就話：好，咁我俾你食一次人嚇，食、啊、一個人嘅一個，但係有條件，呢、這個唔可以係基督徒。啊！你天使梗有翻嚟嘅，有主觀啊嘛，即係天使啊，天使嚟啊嘛，呢個係咪？佢話你唔可以食基督徒。於是咧，呢個老虎就好咁啊！我話過唔食基督徒嚇，咁於是佢就出街就周遊列國，諗住去食一個人，而呢個唔係基督徒。於是佢突然見到俾人行緊過嚟，佢真係問下，佢係啦，呢個唔係基督徒啊。佢係咁嘅天父咁啊，即係食開始食呢個人，因為天使教我反而平一套咁樣，即係於是開始食呢個人，佢係從腳食起。系从脚食起，慢慢食，慢慢食，食下食下，食见个嘴唇，佢一闻，弊，佢呢个天使系基督徒嚟嘅，佢弊啦，基督徒，于是佢就好惨，翻到去天使屋企，咁啊天使忍后去啦，咁话过你唔想食基督徒，点解你要食呢个基督徒咧？咁，佢天使，咁我闻闻咗全身啊，佢真系唔系基督徒咧，于是我就食，但估唔到闻到佢把嘴嘅时候咧。然后见到基督徒，但佢自己太迟啦，然后见翻嘴唇喺度，咁啊，背得完啦，吓，咁其实呢古仔俾我自己一个好深嘅感受，正如头先 Dr. Foster 所讲，一个内在，一个外在，一个 inward， 一个内心，一个行为。我谂有时我哋做牧师都会好多挣扎，有时我哋都会戴住个面具，有时我哋都会做好多嘅嘢，系可能心里边未必去到嗰个嘅情况。甚至好多時候我都會裝假去做好多嘢，但我覺得 Dr. Foster 俾我自己一個好深嘅感受就係，佢今日企喺度就係佢自己，佢所講嘅就係佢自己生命。 即让我们今天能够在当中我们学习的时候，希望能够继续去祈祷，或者对我自己的祈祷，就是去学回一个真正过一个平衡，而一个坦诚，一个真实，一个能够将自己内心去很坦诚的来到分享，在教会边，在同工之间可以很坦诚分享的一个机会，让我们今天能够成为一个起点。多谢主的恩典。
Can you see us enough down here?
我哋企喺呢度，你睇唔睇到我哋啊
？I can. I don't know what these questions will be, but let's just.
系，所以 what we learn. 佢仲未睇过呢啲题目嘅，咁就我哋睇下考考试佢点样啦。Okay, you mentioned that spiritual disciplines converges to one way. Then which one is the then which should be the beginning step?
The one that you need.
题目就系，既然所有熟练嘅操练都系朝向一个大方向嘅，咁我哋应该点样起步呢？咁佢就话你行你应该行嘅嗰步。
It doesn't do you any good to start with what you are good at.
如果你觉得你边只脚行得好嘅，因而你就住嚟行嗰步咧，其实对你冇乜益处。
Start at the point of your need.
由你需要嗰步嚟到开始。
See, I needed in that little church. I needed to learn how to pray.
你知嘛？喺嗰间细教会里边服侍嘅时候，我最需要学习嘅就系祷告。
And so I said, I'm going to learn to pray.
因此我就话我要学祈祷。
Now I'd prayed all of my life.
我一生都系祷告。
I'd prayed for everything.
我为乜嘢嘢都祈祷啊
？For soccer games.
足球赛啊
？Chicken fights. Anything.
斗鸡啊！
But what I did was I took two old Bibles, and I went to the Gospels.
我咧所做嘅就我攞两本好旧嘅圣经，然后我去读嗰啲四福音。
And I cut out every teaching about prayer.
我将圣经里边所教导有关祷告所有经文都剪晒落嚟。
Every example of prayer.
每一个祷告嘅例子。
Everything I could find on prayer out of the Gospels, I would cut them out and paste them on sheets of paper.
喺方书里边，我发现所有同祷告有关嘅嘢，我哋剪咗落嚟，黐喺张纸度。
So that in one sitting, I could read what the Gospels had to say about prayer.
以前我坐低睇嘅时候，睇得晒所有四方书里边关于祷告嘅经文。
When I saw that, I was absolutely dumbfounded.
当我面对我剪出嚟嘅嘢嘅时候咧，我竟然觉得目堂口呆啊！
Because I realized that either Jesus was wrong.
我醒过一样嘢就，一系耶稣就错搞错咗
，or what I'd been taught and the experience I had was woefully deficient.
一系咧就我所接受嘅训练同埋教导咧就简直系一塌糊涂。
And I thought I'd better start with the latter.
咁我谂我都系拣后者啦。
So I began then just to learn, and of course I went to the epistles and began to understand what the writers of the epistles said about prayer.
於是咧，我走去啲使徒所寫其他嘅書卷裏邊咧，嚟去睇下關於聖祈禱嘅教導。
And then I went to the prayers of the Old Testament.
然後我就去到舊約裏邊。
And they didn't teach me this stuff in seminary.
其實我喺神學院裏邊，佢冇教我呢啲嘢嘅。
All of this happened after seminary.
呢啲所有都係我神學院畢業之後先學嘅。
I was hungry for God.
我對神有個渴慕嘅心。
So that's how I started.
而呢个就系我点样开始嘅。
And then that led me to many, many other things.
咁啊，呢度开始咗之后咧，引致我做好多其他嘅嘢。
And slowly, 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 I began to learn.
好慢咁一步一步我学。
And grow in God.
喺神里边成长。
And now in these things we are always beginners.
我哋喺任何学习里边都有初阶嘅。
I mean, that is, we never master it.
我哋好难其实完全嘅掌握成为专家。
How do you master something in which the main idea is to be mastered?
你点可以掌握一啲嘢？其实最因为嗰啲嘢最重要嘅目标，最终嘅目标就系要被掌握。
So we come like a child.
所以我哋好似细蚊仔一样去到神面前。
And we want to learn.
我哋愿意学习。
Every situation is new.
每一个处境都系新嘅。
And we just are learning to depend upon God.
我哋就学习完全嘅依靠神自己。
Now don't get too bound up with the mechanics.
千祈唔好因为嗰啲点样做法啊，啲细节啊，令到自己好烦恼。
Just ask yourself and allow God to help you, what do I need?
只是简单问自己，在神帮助之下，问神我需要的是什么？
And see what begins to surface in your life.
然后看有什么浮现出来。
And then give some attention to that.
然后我们就给一些关注在那些事上。
And God will lead you as you go along.
而神会带你一步步走下去的了。
Does that help enough?
有帮助啊，这样。
Make sense? Yeah.
Okay, 好。Second one. Are spiritual disciplines more appropriate to be taught and done in a personal manner than rather than corporately?
That's a very good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
I think that the answer is both.
我相信的答案应该说两者都这么重要。
We must be in relationship to some person or small group of persons.
我们是需要跟人建立一些关系，或者在小组里面有一个关系。
So that there is a kind of loving, nurturing accountability.
让我们能够经历一个相爱的、彼此帮助的，然后又彼此有交代的关系里面。
But we also need the whole community.
但其实我们也需要整个的群体。
I cannot live the Christian life alone.
我不可以单独的来去活我基督徒的生命。
And the disciplines are never meant to be exercised by ourselves.
而属灵的操练从来不是为了个人而设这么简单。
Always in the life of the community.
是永远在一个群体 的范围当中来去学习的。
But I have to have a context where I do not hide.
我也需要有一个群体以致我不会逃避。
And tomorrow morning I'm going to talk about a strategy for growth that has a kind of one-to-one context for it.
Okay, 今天我就要同大家分享这个策略，是一个一对一的策略来到学习属灵的操练。
You remember what the Apostle Paul said?
你记得保罗所讲的说话吗？
He said, imitate me.
他说你们学习我。
Imitate me.
他说你们学我。
Now, I know, see, he was making disciples.
他在做门徒训练的。
They would relate to him one to one.
他们会一个一个地跟他建立一些关系。
Now see, our problem is we think, oh, that'll lead to pride.
Sorry.
That'll lead to pride if I say
that. 我们经常想，哇，这样做法不容易，好骄傲。
It'll make me proud.
会令到我很骄傲的，这样。
You just try it sometime.
你试一下。
Now see how proud it makes you.
看看会怎样。
Just say to people, do what I do, live like I live.There is nothing that will crush you. And show us how much we need to depend upon God. I think that one of the greatest indirect evidences for the divinity of Christ was that he essentially took a group of 12 men on a camping trip for 3 years.
就是主耶稣带了12个人走去露营了三年半。
And they still thought he was the Son of God when it ended.
而过了三年半，他们终于继续认为他是神的儿子，咁先好嘢啊。
See, for most of us, it would take about 2 days.
对我们来讲，带人去两日，这人哋咩都睇穿啦。
And what is in us is revealed.
因为在两日当中已经足够反映出我们内心的实在。
So we try to find others.That we can open our spiritual lives to.
因此，我哋去揾一啲人咧，系一啲对象，系我哋可以将我哋嘅生命、属灵嘅生命向佢哋敞开嘅。
The classic term for that is that we have a spiritual director.
传统呢个用词咧，就系一个属灵嘅引导、属灵嘅导引或者导师。
And tomorrow I'll try to describe something of how that works.
听日我会稍微描述下呢一方面。
Okay.
Also, that's the continuation.How would you lead a prayer meeting, a retreat, or quiet time then? 这个问题是我想有关联的，就是说，就是刚才提到我们群体的属灵操练，那题目就是说，那你怎么去带领一个祈祷会，一个退休会，或者一个静修营呢？或者一个个人的灵修时间？
Are there some of you going to the retreat this weekend?
在座有几多位是想着这个礼拜会参加个退休营的？
Yeah, you'll find out.
你到时你就知道了。
But we want to lead people. We want to depend upon God and to lead people into experience.
我们需要向神有完全的依靠，也需要带领人去有同样的经验。
To experience God for themselves.
去让他们亲自经验神自己。
And that can involve some teaching.
咁所需要的是一些教导。
It will involve some practice.
也需要一些操练。
It will involve learning, you know, sharing back and forth about what we've practiced.
需要一些彼此的分享。
And it will involve opening our hearts to each other.
需要我们打开我们的心。
All of those elements happen.
那些嘢都会发生的。
We're using scripture as something that forms our lives.
我们会学习用以圣经来去模造我们的生命。
We're actually practicing prayer itself.
我们会实际去学习祷告。
During the break, Mabel and I prayed, right?
我们在休息的时候，我们
就
在祈祷。
And things happened, didn't it?
当我们祷告的时候，有事发生了。
And you learn about prayer.
姊妹都学到关于祷告。
You want to say a little word?
Very happy. I'm very祈祷的时候很平静，很好。
A sense of peace and quietness, tranquility while I pray.
Very good. No, that was very good. Thank you.
Okay.
See, that's how we learn. And so every retreat's different. I don't know for sure what we'll do.
每一个退休会都是不一样的，我也都不肯定这个礼拜我们会做什么。
But I know we'll have fun.
但我们知道我们一定很开心的时间。
Because God will be with us.
因为神会同我们同在。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。